Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. With Christmas fast approaching, I can't help but think of those who are less fortunate than many of us. The group that stands out in my mind presently consists of those thousands of fire victims in our state of California. Many of them worked hard over the years to build a good life for themselves, only to have their homes and properties destroyed in a matter of minutes. The holidays are supposed to bring peace and joy, but will be etched in many a mind as a time of sorrow. I suggest that when you sit down to Christmas dinner this year, that you say a special prayer or wish for the victims, and also give thanks to our thousands of firefighters who prevented the destruction from becoming a lot worse. Many of the firefighters will still be on the fire lines through the coming holidays. Newspaper articles blame the fires on global warming, which is the easy way out. Global warming and cooling has been happening for millions of years without the presence of man. We find that throughout the ages, oceans changed shape and the dinosaurs became extinct, among other events. Volcanoes have been erupting and changing the face of the earth for eons, and they still do today. Sure, mankind is a part of the problem, but not the initial cause, as some would have you believe. Underbrush keeps growing and dying trees topple to the forest floor with little or no effort to clean it up. It just sits there waiting to burn. If a portion of that money used to fight fires were used to prevent fires through clearing of brush and undergrowth, I think that there would be lesser fires drawing lesser funds in the future. On a different subject, I would like to recognize Tim Martin, who writes a weekly Sunday column titled, Here's a Thought, in the local Times-Standard newspaper. I've never seen or met Tim, so I know nothing about the man except through his writings. Mr. Martin tends to rile up his readers through his writing style and candidness. Frequent letters to the editor reflect the reader's disagreements. It's okay to express your opinion if you disagree, but to condemn the man for his thoughts, as some have done, is way out of line. I don't agree with Mr. Martin on several subjects, but I do not condemn him as a person. I wish him well and admire his choice of subject matter that he places in his column. If you dislike a columnist because he or she does not agree with you, either tell them so, keep quiet, or don't read the stuff in the first place. Last but not least, I want to congratulate the Fortuna High School Huskies football team for their victory in Anaheim and their becoming state champions. I also wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.